This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hong Kong residents have resumed protests a day after leader Carrie Lam indefinitely shelved proposed extradition legislation that would have sent all defendants to mainland China for trial. VOA's Bill Gallo is there and explains why the protests continue today.
In a way, after the violent response by the police here, many people, I would say almost every person you talk to, not only say this isn't enough, the suspension of the bill, they want this actually just killed. They want this thing dead and it's to where it won't come back. However, what you're also seeing is a lot of people calling for Carrie Lam, the chief executive, to resign.
At a hastily scheduled press conference announced Saturday, Lam told a packed room of reporters the government had halted its work on the bill so it could gather more feedback. Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman has accused Iran of attacking two oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman this week. It's a move which raised fear of broader conflict in the region. In an interview published in Sunday's local newspaper, the prince is quoted as saying Iran did not respect Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's visit to Tehran and replied to his efforts by attacking a Japanese flag tanker. The paper also quoted the prince as saying that his country does not want a war in the region but won't hesitate to deal with any threat to the people, the sovereignty, territorial integrity, or vital interest. Meanwhile, crew members of the oil tanker Front Altair, one of the two vessels attacked this week, landed in Dubai. A company spokesman said the 23 crew members were well cared for by Iranian authorities. A deadly day in Somalia and Kenya, with as many as 27 people killed in separate incidents. At least 10 people were killed and 23 others injured when a car bomb exploded at a checkpoint close to Parliament as security forces tried to stop and check it. The militant group Al-Shabaab immediately claimed responsibility. This is VOA News. India has imposed higher tariffs on a range of U.S. products in reaction to the Trump administration's move earlier this month to eliminate trade preferences for Indian products. The new levies went into effect Sunday and affect 28 U.S. products, including almonds and apples. India is the largest importer of U.S. almonds and the second largest importer of U.S. apples. Major differences have surfaced between the United States and Guatemala over a proposed agreement to block Central Americans from seeking asylum in the U.S., dashing the Trump administration's hopes for a quick resolution of talks. That's according to an internal U.S. State Department report. The pending agreement with Guatemala, if signed, would be the first such agreement between the U.S. and a Latin American country in U.S. history. But the State Department readout on the first day of talks suggested that there had been a complete misinterpretation by the Guatemalans regarding the draft agreement. According to the readout, Guatemalan ministers reiterated political will to reach an asylum, burden-sharing agreement, but raised legal and constitutional issues that would make a safe third country agreement a challenging lift. An emergency meeting convened by the World Health Organization has decided that the Ebola epidemic in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo does not constitute a public health emergency of international concern. However, the expert committee warns lack of funding threatens to hamper the ability to contain the deadly virus. We get more from Lisa Schlein reporting for VOA from WHO headquarters.
Acting chair of the emergency committee, Preben Avitsland, says the committee agrees the outbreak is a health emergency in the DRC and in the region, but poses a very low risk to countries outside the region. Indeed, he warns of serious consequences for the DRC by declaring the outbreak a global emergency.
We risk to see restrictions on travel and trade. We risk to see airlines stopping their flights to the area. And we also risk border closures or restrictive measures at border that could severely harm the economy.
That's Lisa Schlein reporting for VOA. The United States and the Taliban are scheduled to hold a crucial round of negotiations in Qatar earlier next week, amid high expectations of a breakthrough in nearly a year-long process toward ending the war in Afghanistan. This would be the seventh round of talks hosted by the Qatari capital, Doha, where the insurgent group maintains an informal political office. The U.S. team is being led by Afghan-born American reconciliation envoy, Zalmay Khalilzad. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Hello, welcome to Music Time in Africa. This is Heather Maxwell broadcasting from Washington. I hope you're enjoying your weekend so far and am happy you are tuned in with me today. I've got a wonderful show. Kwame Ofori joins me back in the studio for Song of the Week. It's called Ntade by Tanzanian bonga singer Ruby. Bill Odidi brings us a fresh interview from Nairobi with Kenyan singer-songwriter Kamano. And my collection of music today is just awesome. Everything you're going to listen to is in line with a special theme that's connected to the date of June 13th. Since 2015, the United Nations has declared June 13th International Albinism Awareness Day. Now, this is important. All of the music you're going to hear in this hour is by or about Africans and diasporans living with albinism. I say diasporans because one tune in the mix is by a Jamaican dancehall legend who is albino and has influenced the entire world of reggae dancehall. You'll hear him near the end of the hour, along with tunes from Mali, Malawi, Kenya, Ghana, Cameroon, Senegal, Tanzania, and Rwanda. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the music. We begin and end today with Africa's greatest international music star, the legendary golden voice of Africa, Salif Keita. Here's one of his best songs of all time, Africa.
Yeah, chicken.
All right. Hello, everyone. That was Salif Keita with Africa. This is Heather Maxwell, and you're at the top of Music Time in Africa. We're celebrating International Albinism Awareness Day with songs by and about Africans living with albinism. This next song is from Malawi by an albino singer-songwriter. His name is Lazarus Chigwandali, and he uses his music to fight evils that people face with albinism in Malawi. Marginalization, social exclusion, stigma, discrimination, even targeted murder. This is Timpode Satana, Down with Satan. Satana, Down with Satan. It's taken from his 2019 EP, Lazarus. Hey guys, this is Heather. And as you've probably heard by now, we're listening to music by and or about albino Africans in honor of International Albinism Awareness Day. This next song, coming out of Kenya, is called Vifo Vya Albino, Albinism Deaths. It's by a Muslim school choir called Khaza Islamia. None of them are albinos, but they sing out against crimes against them. They sing, "We have unbelievers who have no faith in this country. They kill the albinos. For what wrongs? Please tell us why. What kind of thinking is this?"
Oh, things. That was Vifo Via Albino by Madrasatul Haza Islamia from Kenya. They sing, "Stop Killing Albinos." Why? And now we turn to Ghana with Bye Bye by RJZ. Now, he tells the story of an albino couple in rural Ghana somewhere who get torn apart because the husband needs to go to the city. He needs to earn money. He's a painter, and, well, she cries and begs him to stay, but he goes. And, well, she ends up having his beautiful baby boy while he's gone, who's black, by the way, and becomes rich. But her husband, oh, man, it's sad. You have to watch the video if you can, but he says bye-bye in more ways than one.
Love of my life, I did go. I did go on some journey where when I go come, I don't know. She no won't see me leave, no by any day in our side. I see, I don't want you to go. I don't want you to leave, to make you stay with me. I see, I don't want you to go. I don't want you to leave, to make you stay with me. Now mean to me.
By RJZ from Ghana.
Hey, hey, this is Teta, and you're listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather.
Now, next up is Bill Odidi. He brings us a fascinating interview with albino singer-songwriter Kamano from Kenya. But first this.
Music Time in Africa.
Awesome.
Tune in online for the live stream, Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen, then choose VOA Africa.
Torangange korida geria, woi kiare, hakine moare modongi, kumankobo.
Thanks, Heather. I'm Bilo Didi for Music Time in Africa here in Nairobi. And we have an artist from this wonderful city of Nairobi in Kenya who's a great example of what people with albinism can achieve if given the opportunity to pursue their dreams. And he'll introduce himself to us in just a moment after a little bit more of his music.
Hello, Africa. My name is Mutai Ntuitomwari. On stage, they call me Kamano.
You're listening to the music of Kamano as he plays his guitar and sings along, and he's speaking to us about his experiences with albinism. Did you suffer prejudice and discrimination and that kind of thing as a child growing up?
I almost developed a short temper, like in church. You see that, and kids in the front bench, they keep on looking back. And I'm like, why are they looking at me? I mean, can they look at someone else? So, but anyway, with time I got over it, and it doesn't occur to me that I'm a person with albinism, because it's all in the mind.
Feel like you face a different struggle as an artist with albinism, or do you face the same struggles that artists in Kenya or any other African country might face in terms of getting their music and getting opportunities and all the rest of that?
When you're different, you draw attention. So once you draw attention, what do you do with it? You take the stage once you've been given the stage. So the music really takes that stage and makes good use of that stage. It has helped me in my career, being different.
Yeah.
The funny thing about music is no one really cares how you look. They just care about how you make them feel.
Where do you draw your inspiration as an artist?
Right now I just draw inspiration from folk. Listen to those people, how they did the music. I draw a lot of inspiration from that, and finding out how do I fuse this one? How do I bring the old to the new? I'm bringing the past to the present, still anchored in the present. I still go back and bring the old, but still getting inspiration from Kina Salif Keita.
Salif is great, you know, and he's also used his music for like social causes with his foundation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's powerful.
He's doing a fantastic job.
Yeah,
yeah. When
so,
I grew up,
when you grew up,
I want to record great music like him.
Thanks, Kamano. It's been wonderful speaking to you on Music Time in Africa. And I'm Bilo Didi right here in Nairobi. Hand you right back to Heather Maxwell.
Thank you, Bilo Didi and Kamano, for that great interview. Hello, darling listeners. This is Heather Maxwell. And today we honor International Albinism Awareness Day. The official day is June 13th, and this year marks the fourth year since its inception. All of our music today is by and or about Africans living with albinism. We've got a lot more amazing music, plus Song of the Week with Kwame. But first, moving to Senegal, here's Takaifa featuring Baba Mal. Now, the bass guitarist of this group is an albino female who has become a spokesperson for albinism in Senegal, and she says it's been a taboo subject for discussion. Her name is Ma Keita, and she's challenging that taboo. This song is her group Takaifa's 2017 single, Ndanane, referring to that kind of man who's like a peacock. He emerges from home around dusk to walk the streets and show off his finest dress and his beauty all night long.
Japon bayuko danan alan titan ruko danan dan ko sen ranyeko lumu yor lumu new new doy loko gonna wimba gonna wimba ee
neno yami kara la ala wa wite papo yami kara
gonna wimba, gonna wimba, yeah. Gonna wimba, gonna wimba, yeah. Gonna wimba, gonna wimba.
Jaruta wane wu, sokhle wu chitan. Sante kwe yalla.
Mami la maite khanko sa, borom yurmande. Chiko hota de.
Number what the number say to number ya Chenko no. Hello world, my name is Wiala, the lioness of Africa, and you are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heta Maxwell. Keep it locked. Rawr!
And this is the song of the week.
All right. Hello, everybody. Hello. In honor of International Albinism Awareness Day, today's Song of the Week is about love and family as it concerns albinism in Africa. And once again, Kwame Ofori joins me in the studio to present.
Hi, everyone.
How you doing, Kwame?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. So the name of this song is Ntade, which means I cling to you.
Okay.
It's by Tanzanian pop and bonga star Ruby. Ruby is lovely, and this is a really lovely story of a woman who is played in the video by Ruby herself and an albino man. He's a musician. And the father of Ruby tries to pull them apart because he does not agree with this love affair. But in the end, it doesn't work.
Stubborn African fathers. Stubborn African fathers. Like, let them be.
It doesn't work, but let's watch this beautiful video.
Definitely.
It's bomba. Ile mito milima tuliopita uliona nikavumilia nikangangana si unaona. kuna vijidada vina danga utaona, vikijipitisha vinatingisha utaona. Wambie.
Oh man, I just love her voice.
I also do. I mean, smallish girl, beautiful looking, with a very strong voice.
That's true. Very, yes, very, it's just voice. Gorgeous. Mm, let's listen. That yes. means in Swahili, I cling to you.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
And I mean, for a young lady like this, her career started quite recently, I think 2014. Mm-hmm. And in 2016, she was in a competition in Tanzania representing her home state of Dar es Salaam. And the music competition was now is going to be a mouthful. Serengeti Fiesta Supanyota Diva.
Bravo!
And she did win. So yeah. Good kudos to her, definitely.
Yeah, she's. I think that launched her career.
Oh, yes.
And since then, she's been doing a lot of collaborations. Mm-hmm. And Ruby is on top. She is on top.
And she's going higher and higher.
Yeah. Just beautiful. The ending is my favorite part. Mm-hmm. You know, she goes and she hugs her love in the water, and even the guy that she was supposed to marry is looking at the dad. He's comforting the dad, going, look, you know, you can't win, man. Love is love.
Oh, yeah. And I also love the end of the video, specifically because of the saxophone. You know, with me and saxophone, any song that has saxophone,
you're going, you're done. You're done.
I'm sold.
All right, so in honor of International Albinism Awareness Day, mm-hmm. June 13th, we wanted to feature that song, Ntade, by Ruby from Tanzania. I'm Heather Maxwell.
And I'm Mr. Santi here for you now and always.
And that was Song of the Week.
Hi, good friends. This is Ben Zabo from Mali. You're listening to Music Time in Africa.
Let's use this next song to connect with tradition. This is Chicken Coop, a brilliant collaboration by albino xylophone player, the late Bernard Woma from Ghana, and American percussionist Chris Wabik. Hello, everybody. This is Heather Maxwell. On June 13th, since 2015, the United Nations recognizes International Day of Albinism, which aims to raise public awareness of the difficulties faced by albinos in their daily lives and to fight against the rejection that they often suffer in society. Today's show honors this day with music by and about Africans living with albinism. This next song is from King James out of Rwanda. It praises the beauty of one woman who happens to be albino.
Ahika munitwarire ibishashi ibishimo binturamo impuhe ugira nizabazirarenge bizwi na buhoro kizamarira. Igitekerezo cyanje aye kenge bisi no kwigitekerezo cyanje.
Gorgeous. Hello, darlings. This is Heather, and you just heard Igitekerezo by King James from Rwanda. Now we've got two songs left, and this one is from Jamaica. It's by a legend of reggae dancehall music, and he goes by the name Yellow Man.
As an infant, Yellow Man was abandoned by his parents, most likely because he was born with albinism. But he miraculously survived the ordeal and was raised at orphanages and schools in Kingston, Jamaica. He was tormented as a child, shunned from society and scorned by his peers. But he overcame all of that because, he embraced his uniqueness and he used it, just like Kamano described doing in his interview that we heard earlier in the program. He named himself Yellow Man. And his 1983 song, Zungu Zungu Guzungu Zang, became a huge success and remains one of Jamaica's most sampled songs to this day.
Will you see if this rhythm you have a patch? Yellow Man mean it. And you say after me don't mean it, me set it. Zungu Zungu Guzungu Zang. Zungu Zungu Guzungu Zang. Say if you have a paper, you must have a pen. And if you have a start, you must have a end. Say 5 + 5, it equal to 10. And if you have both, you put them in a pen. And if you have a rooster, you must have a hen. Now Zungu Zungu Guzungu Zang. Zungu Zungu Guzungu Zang. Jump for happiness and jump for joy. You know fi call Yellow Man no boy. Lady and they used to take fit eye. Brave I love them call him child. You know fi call Yellow Man no boy. You know fi call John John no boy. You know fi take eye knife boy. Zungu Zungu go Zungu Zang. Watch it. Zungu Zungu go Zungu Zang. Catch it. Zungu Zungu go Zungu Zang. Car 00119. Yellow Man make you feel so fine. Me chatter me lyric, me chatter me na rhyme. Me na eat like me full up a rhyme. Ka Yellow Man him na commit no crime. Ka Zungu Zungu go Zungu Zang. Zungu Zungu go Zungu Zang. Hey, kushum pen, kushushushum pen. Hey, kushum pen, kushushushum pen. Say if you have a start, you must have a end. Say if you have a paper, you pass me the pen. But tell you Yellow Man much girlfriend, can't offer them matter, but me not have no girlfriend. You are idiot, boy, me have 110. Say all of them, them have yellow children. All of them, them have yellow children. Some live a Kingston, and don't have me a pen. None of them ask me how me have enough girlfriend. Two arguments, I have enough arguments, Lord. Arguments, I have enough arguments. Me enter in the House of Parliament. Prime Minister and his wife have to keep silent. A true Yellow Man a chat intelligent. They put me in the court, the judge say you're innocent. True argument, I have enough argument. Car Sandra shoulda be me girlfriend. Hey, Lady Anne shoulda be me girlfriend. Make a Zungu Zungu go Zungu Zen. Hey, you know fi jump fi happy or joy. You know fi call Yellow Man no boy. Nobody take John Joff the toy. Me brother I love them call him you right. Zungu Zungu go Zungu Zang. Watch it. Zungu Zungu go Zungu Zang. You leg of violence, you smoke I shen. You ding it violence, you go down silent. But tell the Yellow Man come to tell them again. You live a Kingston or you live a Maypen. Say if you have a rooster, you must have a hen. And if you have a star, you must have a hen. But watch Yellow Man come to rap them again, Lord. Zungu Zungu go Zungu Zang. Watch it. Zungu Zungu go Zungu Zang. Hey, jump fi happiness and jump fi joy. You know fi take Yellow Man fi boy. You know fi take Yellow Man fi time. Zungu Zungu go Zungu Zang. Watch it. Zungu Zungu go Zungu Zang. Hey, kushum peng, kushushushum peng. But tell you Yellow voice it sound like FM. The other reservoir sound like AM. But tell you Yellow Man come fi rock them again. You coulda live a Kingston, Moby a Maypen. Car Zungu Zungu go Zungu Zang. Hey, Zungu Zungu go Zungu Zang. Hey, no fi call Yellow Man no boy. You fi jump fi happiness and jump fi joy.
Yes, and that was Zungu Zungu go Zungu Zang by Yellow Man. Yes, well, we've got time for one last song today, and so I close with Salif Keita again. Here's La Différence. He sings, I'm black, my skin is white, and I love that.
Je suis un noir, ma peau est blanche.
je suis un blanc. Mon sang est noir. Et moi j'adore ça. C'est la différence bien jolie. Je voudrais que nous nous entendions dans l'amour, que nous nous comprenions dans l'amour et dans la paix. La vie sera belle, yeah, la vie sera belle, la vie sera belle, chacun à son tour.
That was La Différence by Salif Keita. And it's time to say goodbye, music lovers. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope you enjoyed our special program in honor of International Albinism Awareness Day. A big thank you to Kwame Ofori for his help with Song of the Week, Tade by Ruby from Tanzania. And also thanks to Bill Odidi and Kamano for talking to us about his experience as an albino artist growing up in Kenya. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sundays at 1505 and 2005 UTC. We're also on shortwave radio Friday at 090500 and Saturdays and Sundays at 5 minutes past 9, 15, 20, and 2200 UTC. Finally, you can always find us online at voanews.com anytime. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. Till next week, stay beautiful.